This session is on count singing, which we came back to in our last couple of rehearsals, and I'd like to show you more about how powerful it can be as a practice tool, both for ourselves at home and in the group. To work on this, I'm going to use another passage from the first movement of the Brahms, which is the passage that begins round about letter B. In fact, at letter B. You have letters in the score you're using, don't you? Yes. At letter B, which is where the tenors and basses do that spectacular key change. Letter B, because we've got lots of different rhythmic devices going on in this particular passage. So it's very lends itself to the benefits of count singing. I've come to the conclusion that when you're count singing, it's better if you have your line being played with you, even if you don't need it, because it means that you can separate from the need to be thinking about intervals, whatever. That's a different, in a sense, a different part of the preparation. This is to get those melodies really with very precise changes, so that when we come together, everybody's making those changes together. And that led me to experiment with doing this myself with the line tapes that they're online, which I'll show you, and how useful that can be. So let's imagine you've been listening to the tenors going one and two and D and four and one and two and D and four and is your entry, yeah? And we're going to sing four and one and two and D and four and one and two and T and four and really practice not singing four and, okay? So that it's very precise. Specific. So I'll play in the bass, and then let's do this section coming up on count singing. Here we go. One and two and D and four and 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 one. And the whispering when you're not singing is a very good way of making sure that you stay with the rhythmic groove when you're not singing. Also help you to come off notes in exactly the right place. You change a sound to a whisper. Let's carry on. We've heard the basses go. And the tenors, one and two and D. One and two and D and four and one and two and D and One and two and T and four and one and two and T and four and. And that short example, but it shows you everything that count singing can do for us. It's got some of the more animated moments. It's got some of the moments where it looks like you would almost not need to worry about the tempo, but boy, do we need to. And that just gets that pulse fixed into it for us. Practicing it over over the other pieces, best done with the line tapes, for sure. But because it acts as a metronome, it gives you a harmonic background, and it highlights your pitches to mean that you can really concentrate. It's like having other altos singing with you, but you've got no choice but to be together.